describe the final words of the Lord Jesus Christ in this manner.
圣经如此形容了主耶稣基督最后的遗言。
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要是
And gave up the ghost. Verse 30.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
What is so different about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ that the world would call it Good Friday?
那主耶稣基督的死有什么不同，以至于这个世界要称这一天为美好的星期五呢？
People die all the time.
因为人都会死的。
The phrase "it is finished" is so final.
那么成了这个字眼呢，是最后的一个遗言。
But what about his death that is so significant that even after 2,000 years, the world would commemorate his death?
那他的死有什么意义，以至于2000年后这世界的人呢还要纪念他的死呢？
The Lord took 2,000 years to send his gospel around the world.
那么神用了这2000年呢把他的福音传遍世界。
And the fact that the world commemorates Good Friday is the testimony of God sending the gospel all over the world.
那么今天全世界的人呢都在纪念耶稣受难日呢，就是很好的见证了神将他的福音传遍世界。
I'm sure you know that there are many great men who have lived and died.
我相信你也知道有很多伟人呢，他们活了，他们生在这个世界上，但他们也死了。
Many monuments have been built to commemorate these great men.
那么世人呢，就建立了许多的纪念碑来纪念这些人。
But these great men are usually nation-based.
那么可是这些伟人呢，他们所做的伟大的事呢，都是局限于他们自己的国家的。
They are great for their own people.
他们是为着自己的国民而伟大的。
None of them can claim that they are great for the world.
那没有一个人能够说自己是为了全世界的人而成就大事的。
But the fact that the world commemorates Good Friday testified that the greatness of Christ's death impacted the whole world.
也就是说呢，今天我们全世界的人都在纪念主耶稣基督受难的日子呢，就证明了主耶稣基督的死对整个世界的这个冲击是非常大的。
So tonight we shall study from God's word to find out what is it that is so great.
那今天我们就要从神的话语里面去学习，来知道主耶稣基督的死为什么那么伟大。
Why is it called Good Friday?
为什么这个耶稣受难日在英文里面要称为美好的星期五呢？
When Jesus said it is finished, what does he mean?
那么当主耶稣基督说成了，他的意思是什么呢？
Well, it definitely means that he died, because the Bible said he bowed his head and he gave up his ghost.
那我们当然知道，当他说成了的时候呢，他就死了，因为圣经告诉我们，他将灵魂交付了神。
And the next few verses describe how he was prepared and then he was buried.
那么接下来的几处经节就形容他就是人们如何预备他的尸首，然后把他埋葬起来。
They use a lot of expensive material like myrrh and aloe to prepare his body, and it was 100-pound weight.
那么他们用了许多非常昂贵的一些用品，比如说墨药和这个沉香，大约有100斤这么重。
Does it simply mean that he died and it was finished and that's it?
但并不表示他死了就这么完了。
That cannot be.
因为不可能如此的。
The world would not call it Good Friday if that's all there was to it.
因为如果耶稣死了就这样完了的话呢，世人是不会把这个星期五称为美好的星期五的。
Look at the state and condition of this world.
我们来看看这世界目前的处境。
Do you know that the world is what it is today because of Christ?
那么今天世人这个世界之所以会处于目前的这样的一个境地呢，是因为主耶稣。
I'm sure many of us have been to Europe.
那我相信你在座很多人呢都曾经去过欧洲。
Before the gospel entered into Europe, Europe was a barbaric country.
那么在福音传到这个欧洲大陆的之前呢，欧洲大陆的人呢，他们都是非常野蛮的。
But now it is a country that is very law-abiding.
但是现在呢，欧洲呢，他这些国家呢，都是非常遵守法律的。
You can go there and you have this confidence that you will return safely.
那么你去到欧洲呢，你可以有信心，你可以很安全的回来。
That is because of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这是因为主耶稣基督的福音。
So even though there are very few good churches there today, but the impact had already resulted in the present state of orderliness.
那么虽然我们知道现在欧洲已经有好的教堂已经不多了，但是我们知道主耶稣基督的福音已经影响了当地，而且就是带来了很好的秩序。
Behind the beauty of all these facades, we know that the world is still very wicked.
但是我们知道在这一切美好的表面之下呢，这个世界仍然是邪恶的。
It is still very evil.
这世人仍然是非常可恶的。
It's full of criminal acts, sinful acts.
充满着罪的行为。
What is sinful, the world now describes as good and clean and beautiful.
凡是可恶的犯罪的这些罪行呢，世人都把他们看作是好的。
What is righteous, good and holy, the world despises and hates and rejects.
那么被视为就是公义、美好、正确的事呢，这世人呢却拒绝做。
Do you know the reason why?
你知道为什么吗？
The reason is because of sin.
原因就是罪。
Not only sin, but because there is the God of this world, the devil.
不仅仅是罪，而且我们知道这世界的神就是魔鬼。
The devil was cast out of heaven, and he was thrown out of heaven onto this earth.
那我们知道魔鬼是被神呢从这个天堂里面驱逐出来的。
What did he do to this world?
那么这个魔鬼对这个世界做了什么呢？
He had been here for thousands of years since the fall.
那么魔鬼在就是堕落之后呢，已经在这个世界有数千年的时日了。
First and foremost, he deceived mankind.
那么首先呢，他欺骗了人类。
To be more specific, he deceived the first woman, Eve.
那么更确切的来说呢，他就是欺骗了第一个女人，也就是夏娃。
And through her, sin entered into humanity.
那么借着夏娃呢，罪就进入了人类。
Because she gave the forbidden fruit to her husband Adam.
因为她把禁果给了她的丈夫亚当。
And Adam represented all humanity.
而亚当就代表了全人类。
And so when Adam sinned, the whole world is plunged into sin and darkness.
所以当亚当犯罪的时候呢，全人类就一起犯罪了。
But the devil did not stop there.
但是魔鬼并没有停止。
The Bible said that he continues to blind the minds of the people from believing in Christ.
那么圣经告诉我们呢，魔鬼继续的努力要来蒙蔽世人的眼睛，好叫他们不要接受主的福音。
And so he fills the minds of men with all kinds of lies.
他就用许多的谎言来充满人类的心怀意念。
One of the biggest and the most effective lies that he has sown all this while is the definition of what is the good life.
那么他最大的谎言也是最有效的谎言呢，就是对于好生活、好日子的这样的一个定义。
The definition of the good life from the devil is measure yourself by the abundance of what you possess.
那么魔鬼对好生活的定义呢，就是你要通过你所拥有的一切来衡量。
Isn't that true?
这难道不是真的吗？
Stories after stories of men and women with humble beginnings, and now they are so successful, they have become billionaires.
那我们听过很多的故事呢，有很多的人呢，他们开始的时候可能是非常穷困的，然后他们就后来就非常努力，然后就成了百万富翁。
And they are put up on pedestals for the whole world.To follow and use them as examples.
那么他们就成了世人的楷模。
Our entire school system is geared toward that, is it not?
那我们整个教育体系实际上就是向这样的一个方向去发展的。
And so human beings will spend their life, their energy, their resources, their time, everything, just to get as much as they possibly could.
所以人类呢，他们就穷尽一生，以及他们的时间和资源呢，来希望能够拥有他们所能得到的一切。
And now they want to enjoy life.
现在他们要享受生命。
There's a little twist to that now.
那么现在所谓的享受生命呢，有了一点不一样的诠释。
It's not so much silver and gold that they long after, but they want the fullness and completeness of life.
不只是金银财宝那么而已了，他们要的是非常全面的享受的生活。
So they want enjoyment.
所以他们想要有娱乐。
So as long as they have a little bit of money now, they want the fullness of life, enjoyment.
那么他们一有钱呢，他们就希望能够享乐。
This seems to be the new trend nowadays.
那么这似乎是现在的这样的一个趋势。
And if your life is full, you think you have lived a good life.
那如果你的，他们认为说你的生命如果觉得很有意义、很充实的话呢，你就是过了一个好生命、好生活了。
Have you ever thought what would happen when your life is finished?
但是你有没有想过，当你的生命结束的时候，会发生什么事呢？
The devil does not want you to think about that.
但是魔鬼不会要你去思考这个问题。You
know who has the power over your life?
但是你知道谁能够掌控你的生命呢？
Who is the one who is dishing out very freely what the Bible calls death?
那么你知道是谁能够随随便便的就取走人的生命吗？
The Bible said that the devil has power over death.
那么圣经告诉我们呢，魔鬼有这个死亡的权势。
This is our world.
这就是我们生活在的这个世界。
It's a world that is full of lies and death.
充满谎言和死亡的世界。
Isn't that true?
这难道不是真的吗？
No matter how healthy, how strong you are, you will grow old and you will die.
不管你现在多么强壮，多么健康，有一天你都会老去，都会死掉。
Whether you have money or no money, you will die.
不管你是富贵或者贫穷，你也会面对死亡。
Whether you are smart or a brilliant genius or you are not, you will die.
不管你是否是非常聪明的人呢，有一天你也要死去。
Everything that seems to matter before our eyes that we spend our life trying to get means nothing when you die.
当我们死的时候呢，我们曾经非常在乎的一切呢，就似乎已经不再算是什么了。
But the devil doesn't want you to think about death.
但是魔鬼不要你思考死亡的问题。
He wants you to ignore it. He wants you to think about life.
他要你忽略这个死亡的这个问题，他要你去思考的是你如何过好你的生活。
Because the moment you begin to think about death, you want to find a solution. I don't want to die.
因为当你思考死亡的问题的时候呢，你就想找出一个解决方案，不要死。
But we must think about death and find the solution out of death.
但是我们必须去思考死亡的问题，我们必须从死里面找出一个解决的方法。
You can.
你是可以的。
You're going to defeat the devil.
你可以，你必须就是战胜这个魔鬼。
You can't.
你不可以。
He's a spiritual being.
因为他是属灵的。
He is a fallen archangel.
他是属于灵界的这个魔鬼，他是堕落的天使。
He's more powerful than all of us combined.
他比我们所有的人集合在一起的力量还要大。
Men's weapons of war are useless against him.
那么在对付他的时候呢，我们最强大的这个武器都没有办法能够就是抵挡他。
He laughs at our brilliance.
他看着我们自以为聪明，然后他取笑我们。
He can make us do His will, but at the same time make us think that we are doing God's will.
他可以让我们做他想要。
How to defeat such an enemy?
他可以就是要我们行他的旨意，但是却让我们以为我们自己在行神的旨意。
You and I can't.
我们怎么样能够抵御这样的一个敌人呢？
But Jesus Christ did.
我们没有办法抵御他，但是神可以战胜他。
That's why when He said it is finished, do you know what that meant as far as the devil was concerned?
但是主耶稣基督可以战胜他，所以当主耶稣基督说成了，他的意思是什么呢？
I have destroyed the devil.
意思就是我已经 就是毁掉了这个魔鬼。
I destroyed the power of the devil over this world.
我已经摧毁了这魔鬼的权势。
That's why Jesus Christ took on flesh and blood.
所以主耶稣基督他要以血和肉呢来到这个世界。
The devil has a power that cannot be destroyed by God's power, simply.
因为这个魔鬼的权势呢是不能够那么轻易被战胜的。
Because his power is over your life and my life.
因为他的权势呢就掌控了你和我的生命。
God's power sent him down from heaven onto this earth when he sinned.
那么当这个魔鬼堕落到凡间之后呢，神呢就让他来到这个世界来统管这个世界。
God's power can send him straight to the lake of fire.
但是神的权势呢，可以马上的把这个魔鬼呢，送入这个火湖。
But to destroy the power of death over your life and my life, God has to do something else.
但是要毁掉这个死，就是对于你的生命和我的生命的这个死的权势呢，神呢必须再做一样事。
Because the justice of God must be met.
因为神必须，就是他的，我们必须满足他的这个公义。
The justice of God says, everyone who sinned must die.
因为神的公义说，所有犯罪的人都必须死。
And when they die, they have to be sent to hell and ultimately the lake of fire. That's where everyone who died in sin will end up.
那么当罪人死的时候呢，他们就会下到地狱里面去，在火湖里面受苦。
That's where all of us will end up.
那我们所有的人都会下到火湖里去。
So God, when he sent the devil to the lake of fire, he has to send all of us to the lake of fire as well.
所以当如果神把这个魔鬼直接送到这个火湖里去的话呢，他也要把我们所有的人都送到火湖里去。
Unless God destroyed the devil.
除非神就是先战胜了这个魔鬼。
And the power of the devil over your life and my life.
摧毁这个魔鬼以及摧毁他对于我们生命的这个权势。
It's because of sin that we die.
我们是因为罪所以才会死。
So therefore, God has to get rid of sin in your life so that you and I will not die.
所以神呢，他必须去除我们生命中的罪，好叫我们不至于死。
You and I know that it's because of sin that we die, right?
我们都知道我们之所以会死是因为罪。
Even babies have sin.
甚至是婴儿，他们也有罪。
It's a sin that they inherited from the first Adam, our first parent.
他们是从我们的始祖亚当和夏娃那边继承了这个罪性的。
That's why babies die.
所以我们看到婴儿也会死。
And once we are grown up, we all know we have sinned.
那当我们长大之后，我们都深知自己是犯罪的。
God says, thou shalt have no idols, we have idols.
那么神说你不可有偶像，但是我们却崇拜偶像。
God says, thou shalt not steal against fellow human beings, that's a sin against me as well, we have stolen many times.
那么神说你不可偷窃，但是我们很多时候呢却犯了这个罪。
Thou shalt not bear false witness, we have.
不能做假见证，但是我们却做了。
Thou shalt not covet, we have.
我们不能贪婪，但是却贪婪了。
We have committed so many sins against God, and we have nothing to pay Him to alleviate His wrath against us.
我们干犯了神，并且犯了许多的罪，我们没有办法做任何的事情来舒缓他对我们的怒气。
We are in a state of condemnation, awaiting death, and to be sent to hell. That's the state and condition of mankind.
因为我们都被定了罪，我们正在等待死亡。等待着被送入地狱，这就是我们的境地。
But God says, in order to save mankind, Jesus, the Son of God, you have to go down to become one of them.
然而神说，为了要拯救人类呢，主耶稣就必须来到世间，为人类的罪而死。
That was the mission.
这是主耶稣基督的使命。
But he has to be exactly like one of us, but he cannot be with sin.
他必须跟人类一模一样，但是唯一不同的是他不能有罪。
That's why he was born of the Virgin Mary.
所以他是借着童女而生的。
The Holy Spirit came upon the Virgin Mary and she was with child.
是受圣灵感孕，使到这个童女有了主耶稣基督。
And then she was born a virgin. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary.
那么主耶稣基督就是从童女玛利亚而生。
And then he grew. And he lived a perfect life.
那么他就逐渐的成长，然后在世上呢过着完全的生命，完美的生命。
He obeyed all of God's laws.
他遵循了神所有的律法。
And then he allowed himself to be betrayed and he was persecuted.
那他就允许自己呢被背叛，然后被逼迫。
They spat on him.
他们向他吐唾沫。
They wove a crown of thorns and they forced it down his head and mocked him.
他们为他戴上了荆棘的冠冕，然后取笑他。
They covered his head and they punched him and slapped him, asked him, "Prophesy, who slapped you?"
他们盖住了他的眼睛，然后就殴打他，然后就取笑他说：“你可以预言谁打了你吗？”
And they scourged him.
他们鞭打了他。
And they deliberately put sharp bones onto those leather to whip him and shred his back apart.
他们甚至呢，在这些鞭子上呢，就是放了这些非常尖的骨头，使到他的肉都裂开了。
And they crucified him.
然后他们就把他钉在十字架上。
They nailed him to the cross.
把他用钉子把他钉在十字架。
And while he hung on the cross, these were some of his words. "It is finished." was one out of seven phrases of words that Christ spoke.
那么他被钉在十字架上的时候呢，他说了七句话，那么成了就是其中一句。
This was number six.
这是他说的第六句话。
The seventh and the last one was, after he said it is finished, unto thy hands I commend my spirit.
那么他最后也就是第七句的遗言呢，他说的是，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
What was finished?
什么东西成了呢？
Destroying the devil who has power over death.
摧毁了那掌控着死亡权势的魔鬼。
You mean man's most powerful enemy has been defeated by Christ when he said it is finished? Yes.
所以你的意思是说，当主耶稣基督说成了的时候呢，人类最大的敌人已经被摧毁了吗？答案是是的。
Because now not every sinner needs to die in sin anymore.
因为现在不是所有的罪人都必须死了。
We do not need to end up in hell and the lake of fire anymore.
我们也不需要再下到地狱去，然后在火湖里面受苦。
Because when Jesus Christ said it is finished, not only did he destroy the devil, he also completed God's plan of salvation for mankind.
因为当主耶稣基督说成了的时候呢，他不仅仅是摧毁了这魔鬼，战胜了这魔鬼，他也是成就了神对人类的这个救赎的计划。
God's plan of salvation for you and me is very simple.
那么神对于你我的这个拯救救赎的计划是非常简单的。
We are all in sin. We cannot save ourselves.
我们都在罪里，我们不可能自救。
We sin against God, sins that we can never pay and chase away.Push away the wrath of God upon us.
那我们干犯了神呢？我们没有办法做什么来就是来得神的赦免。
We all know that.
我们都知道的。
If we're honest with our own soul, we know that we deserve death and end up in hell to be punished for the sins that we have committed against God.
如果我们诚实的对待自己的灵魂的话，我们就知道我们的罪必然会把我们下到这个地狱里面去受苦。
God's plan of salvation means.Unless you find someone to die in your place.
那么神的救赎计划呢，意思就是除非你能够找到一个人可以代你而死。
Can you find someone who is perfect where God's punishment can be upon him so that God's punishment will not be upon you?
那你是否能够找到一个没有罪的人，好叫他能够为你而死，以至于他能够担当神担当罪的惩罚呢？
No one on earth could do that.
但这个世界上没有人能够这么做。
Because everyone on earth are born sinners.
因为在这世上的每一个人呢，都是在罪里而生的。
That's why God had to send Jesus Christ, the Son of God from heaven, to die for us.
所以呢，神必须差遣他的独生爱子主耶稣基督为我们而死。
And he did.
而他成就了。
And that's what it means when he said it is finished.
所以当他说成了，也就是成就了这救赎的计划。
God's plan of salvation to save mankind is completed. That's the meaning of the word finished. It's ended.
当他说成了，也就是说神救赎的计划已经完成了，落实了。
It can never be undone.
而这个已经成就了的这个救赎的计划是不可能就是在回返就是不可能突然回返的。
You mean a sinner can have his sins forgiven by God through Christ? Yes.
那你的意思是说，一个罪人能够借着主耶稣基督罪得赦免吗？答案是是的。
Because the punishment has been paid in full.
因为主耶稣基督已经为我们的这个罪的惩罚，付上了全部的赎价。
Jesus Christ had paid it in full for you and for me.
那么主耶稣基督已经为你和我的罪债呢，还清了一切。
Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man, died for you and for me.
那么主耶稣基督他是神的爱子，他为了你和我的罪而死。
That's what it means by it is finished.
所以当主耶稣基督说成了，意思就是如此。
That's why it is called Good Friday, even though it is about the death of the Son of God.
所以虽然这一天呢是关于就是要纪念主耶稣基督，也就是神的爱子之死的这一天呢，但是我们仍然称这一天为美好的一天。
It is a Good Friday because on that day the devil was destroyed.
我们称这一天为美好的星期五，是因为这一天呢，主耶稣基督战胜了魔鬼。
The power of the devil over your life and my life is destroyed.
因为魔鬼就是对于我们的这个在我们身上的这个权势呢，已经被摧毁了。
He destroyed it when he completed salvation for you and for me.
那么这个成了就形容他完成成就了。你和我的这个救赎。
And we know it is enough to take away God's wrath against me, because on the third day after Christ died, Jesus Christ raised, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
那我们知道主耶稣基督所做的一切呢，是足以能够去除神对我们的愤怒的，因为在他死后的第三天呢，神将他从死里复活了。
That's why Sunday is known as the resurrection day.
所以星期天呢，也被称为主日。
For the Christian, it's called the Lord's day. It's not the Sunday.
那么对于基督徒来说，我们不称星期天为星期天，而是称为主日。
It is a day of victory. It's a day where man need not remain in sin and die in sin.
因为它是属于主的日子，它是一个得胜的日子，因为人不再需要在罪里而死了。
Because God's plan to save you and to save me is completed by Christ.
因为神要救赎你和我的这个计划呢，主耶稣基督已经为我们完成了。
That's what it means when Jesus said it is finished.
这就是为当主耶稣基督说成了的时候的意思了。
But what about your life and my life?
但是你和我的生命又如何呢?
Your life in sin can also be finished right here and now.
那么今天在这个此刻呢，我们在罪里的这个生命也可能随时的结束。
You don't have to continue in sin.
我们不需要继续的在罪里。
You don't have to allow the devil to continue to blind your mind so that you cannot see the love of God in Christ.
你可以不必让这个魔鬼继续的来蒙蔽你的眼睛，好，以至于你无法看到神对你的爱。
You know you are a sinner. You know in your heart that you have sinned against God.
你知道你是个罪人，你在心里明确的知道你干犯了神。
Why do you want to resist?
为什么你要抗拒神的爱呢？
Why do you want to reject God's love for you?
为什么你要拒绝他对你的爱呢？
Jesus Christ has completed the work of salvation to save you all by himself. You don't have to do anything.
主耶稣他一个人，他自己呢已经成就了这救赎的计划，你不需要做什么。
It is freely offered to you.
这是白白赐给你的。
The greatest gift that God could ever give to you is to deliver you from the bondage of sin.
那么神能够赐给你最伟大的礼物呢，就是让你脱离那罪的捆绑。
Please do not reject.
所以不要拒绝。
Let your life of sin end tonight.
那么今天要让你还在罪里的这个生命，今天在这里结束。
Let Jesus Christ end it for you.
让主耶稣基督为你结束这样的一个有罪的
生命。All you need to do is to come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你所需要做的就是来到主耶稣基督的面前。
All you need to do is to cry to the Heavenly Father and say,
向神我们的天父呼喊。
God, I am a sinner.
告诉他，我主啊，神啊，我是一个罪人。
I sin against you and I cannot save myself.
我是一个罪人，我干犯了你，我没有办法自救。
I know I deserve death and hell because of my sins against you.
因为我对你的罪，所以我配得死亡和地狱。
But I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord, as my Savior, who died for me.
但是我接受主耶稣基督，因为他为了我的罪而死。
And with all my heart, I accept him as my Lord and as my Savior.
我由衷地接受他作为我的救主。
Forgive me of all my sins for Jesus' sake.
求主为了主耶稣基督的缘故赦免我一切的罪。
Thank you for raising him from the dead for my justification.
感谢神为着使我称义，叫主耶稣基督从死里复活。
That's all you need to do to cry to God that your life of sin will end tonight.
那么这就是你仅仅所需要做的，你就能够在今天晚上呢结束你有罪的生命了。
I hope that you would believe in Christ tonight.
那么我今天希望呢你能够来相信主耶稣。
Some of us may not have been hearing the gospel tonight for the first time. You may have heard the gospel many times.
那么在座的有很多人可能不是第一次听到福音。
And you have been procrastinating and delaying. Why?
那你可能一直在迟疑。
Do you know that it is the Lord's mercy that you are still alive?
那你是否知道你现在还活着实际上是神的怜悯吗？
Because the Lord has brought you here tonight.
今天神将你带到了这个圣殿中。
The Lord wants you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight.
因为神今天要你来相信主耶稣。
Because when he said it is finished, he was talking to you.
因为当主耶稣基督说成了的时候呢，他是在对你说话。
I have completed your salvation for you, Jesus says to you tonight.
那么今天主耶稣基督要告诉你，他已经为你的救赎大功，他已经完成了对你的救赎大功。
All you need to do is to believe in me, that's all Jesus says.
那么主耶稣基督说，你所需要做的就是相信我。
Believe that I died and I finished your salvation for you, that's it.
主耶稣说你只需要相信我为你而死，为你完成了那救赎的计划。
And all your sins will be forgiven.
那你所有的罪就会得到赦免了。
And the penalty of sin and death will be removed forever.
那么罪的惩罚呢，就会永远的被除去。
You don't have to be afraid of death and hell anymore.
你就不再需要害怕死亡和地狱。
Because Jesus Christ had completed, finished your salvation for you.
因为主耶稣基督已经完成了对你的这个救赎大功。
Will you believe?
那你是否愿意相信呢？
He was crucified for you.
他是为了你的罪而被钉十字架。
Your sins and my sins put him on the cross.
是你的罪和我的罪将他钉在十字架上。
Your sins and my sins put him to death.
是你的罪和我的罪使他死在十字架上。
That's why it is called Good Friday.
所以这一个星期五呢也被称为美好的星期五。
I hope it is indeed a Good Friday for you, dear friend.
亲爱的朋友，我希望这一天的的确确是对你来说是个美好的星期五。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for thy love for us in Christ.
我们感谢你在主耶稣基督里对我们的爱。
We thank thee that the Lord Jesus Christ had completed the work of salvation that which we were never able to do.
我们感谢你主耶稣基督为我们完成了那救赎的大功，这是我们办不到的。
How we have sinned against you, O Lord, so much.
我们大大的得罪了你。
And we know that we deserve death and hell because of the many sins that we have committed against you.
我们知道我们干犯了你，我们配得地狱和死亡。
And while we were in that state of condemnation, you loved us so much that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for us.
那即便我们在被我，即便我们已经被定罪，但是神啊，你爱我们，以至于将你的独生爱子赐给我们，为我们而死。
We thank thee, O God, that His work on earth to save us from our sin was completed.
我们要感谢神，因为主耶稣基督来到世界上的这个事工已经完成了。
And you have accepted that it is enough because you raised him from the dead for our justification.
而且你接受了他的事工，因为你从死里将他复活，好叫我们能够称义。
For all who have truly accepted Christ as Lord and as Savior can stand before the righteous.
凡是真心诚意接受主耶稣基督为救主的人，都能够公义的站在你面前。
For our life of sin has ended.
因为我们在罪里的生命已经结束了。
And our new life in Christ can begin.
我们在基督里新的生命开始了。
Help us, O Lord, as your children to live for our Savior, for the Lord has completed so much for us when he lived and died for us.
我们求主帮助我们能够为主耶稣基督过一个圣洁的生命，因为他在世的时候为我们成就了许多的事工。
Help all your children, O Lord, to live faithful lives until our life ends in Christ Jesus.
求主帮助我们继续的忠心耿耿来侍奉你，直到我们在世的日子结束为止。
We pray, O Lord, for some in our midst. May thy Holy Spirit bring conviction to their heart.
我们为着我们当中的一些人向你祷告，求主打动他们的心。
Help them, O Lord, to not remain in sin and under the bondage of sin and the blindness of the devil.
帮助他们不要继续的犯罪，不要继续的被罪所捆绑，也不要继续被魔鬼所蒙蔽。
Convict their hearts, O Lord, and open their eyes that they might see the love of God in Christ Jesus.
帮助他们来认罪，好叫他们打开他们的眼睛，好叫他们能够看到主耶稣基督的大爱。
Help them to humble themselves before thee and accept Christ.Who died for them.
也帮助他们来到你面前的时候能够谦卑他们的心，然后接受主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.